There could be some winds blowing off Lake Erie on Sunday, Wes. Packers-Browns in Cleveland. It's time for final thoughts. Okay, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, it goes without saying for the Cleveland Browns, but they are 0-12. And for the second consecutive year, they're trying to avoid a winless season. Last year, it took till week 16 until they beat the Chargers. Obviously, the pressure is on here, trying to avoid that during this next December slate. The Packers are not taking this for granted, though. They understand that this is a very game opponent. You look at the defense, the way that they're built. They've been in very close matchups. I believe it's three or four games they've lost within 3 points. They're going to play the Packers tough, and the Packers are ready for that.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is it's pretty simple, Wes. It's win this game for the Packers to hopefully get the season to Aaron Rodgers with something to play for. The Packers need to win, get to 7-6, and still have a shot at 10 victories. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I'm going to be watching Morgan Burnett because I legitimately do not know where we're going to see him on Sunday. He has played all over the secondary this season and also at that hybrid inside linebacker position. Last week, with Demaryius Randall tracking DeSean Jackson outside at times, he ended up playing quite a bit in that star slot position in the nickel package. You very well could see that again. Kevin King going on injured reserve this week. Devon House missing practice this week with the shoulder injury. Really, Burnett has been that linchpin for them, and he plays wherever he's asked to, and he could be really asked to stress that versatility again this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here, Wes, because my player to watch is on special teams, actually, and that's return man Trevor Davis. We saw him open up that first kickoff return against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week. He took it 70 yards, unfortunately brought back on a penalty that he didn't even need. That hole was there. He hit it. I've been feeling for a while, I talked to Trevor Davis this week, he's been feeling it for a while that a big return is coming. We saw the Packers special teams make a big play last week with the deflected or blocked punt or whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's time for the big return that flips the field. And Wes, I've got a couple things for the Packers win. If they win, if they prevent Josh Gordon from taking over the game, and I think a lot is going to fall potentially on Demaryius Randall, the third-year cornerback, to try to keep him in check, maybe with some safety help. Morgan Burnett, you talked about that earlier. But the Packers also win if they get their perimeter weapons involved more, and that's what Mike McCarthy has talked about all week. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, they need to touch the ball on a regular basis. It's up to Brett Hundley to get them the ball, sustain drives, get the play count up, and get this offense back where it needs to be.
That's right, Mike, and I think the Packers win this game if they win that turnover battle and that turnover margin. You look at the Cleveland Browns this year, obviously with the issues they've had at quarterback with DeShone Kizer, 20 turnovers for him this season alone. They have the lowest passer rating in the NFL right now, right around that 59 mark for their defense, allowing the second highest passer rating in the league, right around 50 points between the two of them. That's a big discrepancy. So if you're the Packers protecting the football and Kizer gives you those opportunities, the defense knows that secondary knows you need to take advantage of them.
Yeah, you got to take the ball away. And with that, we will sign off on final thoughts for now. But be sure to follow all of our coverage of Sunday's game on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ball game. We'll be right back.